Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Big Storm Show. You're listening to Waheed Amir. I'm your host, and I just want to say I've been away for a few weeks, and out on location, but I'm happy to be back. Happy to be back on the air, and I think I have a dynamite subject that I want to approach today. Today, my topic is, as usual, Black America. You know, I want to know from my callers, what do you think? What do you think about since Barack Obama has been in power in the presidency? What gains have we made as a people and as a nation? That's my question. My first caller is from the 816 area code. I guess that's Missouri. Good afternoon. Who am I speaking with?
This is Imani Divine.
Imani Divine. How you doing, Imani Divine?
I'm well, and yourself?
Just great. Now, did you hear the topic today? You know, that's what I want
to
discuss. Okay. What's your take on that?
Well, these two terms that he's been in, the only thing I can see that has changed for the better for us would be healthcare. I think it was a wonderful thing for us to be a civilized nation and do like all the rest of the countries on different continents. And even though they have free healthcare other places, and, you know, we have to pay a little bit into the pocketbook, so to speak, it's better than what it was. And a lot of people that were below the poverty line and even on it had issues receiving good or up to par health care here in our nation.
That is an interesting point, because I overlooked that one. But you're right. The health care situation was terrible in the United States. To be one of the rich, to be the, you know, rich continent, the country there is, and to have no health care for your people, come now.
But right.
That, you know, and not just for our people, for all people as a whole, as the nation, you know, it's just, it was ridiculous. You know, people who have to just, whatever, you know, no health care. What do you think about the economic growth, the jobs, the economic growth of our people, of Black people in the U.S., well, people in the U.S.?
Well, you know, I think it was 2009 or maybe 10, I guess, when we had the big financial issue, and where it was looking like we were back in the 1930s with the Great Depression. That changed in this administration. You know, a lot of people were out of work, businesses failed, went under. And then I think here of recent years, I would say it's gotten a little bit better at a small percentage. But I think overall, I mean, a lot of the jobs have actually been shipped overseas, you know, particularly telemarketing and that type of thing. But But it has picked up as far as, you know, businesses, small businesses, and, you know, people find a little bit more work, but I don't think it's like a big percentage.
Because I would say when Barack took office, I think the unemployment across the country is like 10%. You know, 10% now down to what, 5.8, 5.9,
oh, wow.
Something like that. You know, so it's the job market has picked up. You know, and healthcare has improved. But my thing is, why is he still getting the slack and the pushback from people on the right? You know, is it, are they for this nation? Are they for this country or against it? You know, because looking at the situation from my eyes, is that, man, this man is doing a great job, you know, as far as putting people to work and getting them health care and, you know, keeping us, you know, he brought us out of Iraq, but, you know, we may have to, you know, some may have to go back, you know, and Afghanistan might be put on hold for a little bit. But, you know, it's not like he's out starting wars all over the place. Even, you know, these people are still talking about bombing Iran. You know, they, because of simple fact that they have no one in the military that's going over there to fight. You know, so it's a no loss situation for them. They can't, it's no loss. You know, they don't really, you know, have a say in it. You know, they shouldn't, but they do. Yeah. So my thing is that, you know, he's been in office for what, 6 years now, going on seven.
Yeah,
I think the president is doing a bang up job, but you know that's my opinion coming from where I sit and where I stand. But I also want to know was this election. Was there some part of some conspiracy? I ain't gonna say conspiracy. Some intervention to shed light on the problems that we as a people have. You know, now not just America, but the whole world sees the racial problems that we're going through over here, you know, that we're still going through after, you know, the March on Washington and the Civil Rights Movement, all of that. We're still going through the same situation, but it's now global, and it's brought attention from around the world, and they can't deal with it. You have a comment or something to say about that?
I do. I think in regards to your comment about why is he having so much of a problem from the right, and was he put into office for a particular reason? And so I think he's having the problems from the right simply because of jealousy and envy and strife, really, because it has actually taken a man of African descent to come in and take the presidency to a higher level as far as getting things done for the people. And I think, you know, even though he shows that he's for the people, the right, they're showing that they're, even though they might care to a certain extent, their whole goal is to downgrade, belittle, and, you know, smear his name and character. That's the whole program. And so I think that's why the major reason why this country is so divided and other countries looking at us like, wow, they are really insane crazy there. And, you know, I look at it, I guess, twofold. On that side, another side of the coin is that I perceive, you know, the envy on the note of, you know, President Obama received the Nobel Peace Prize, I think like the first year, you know, he was in office, and which goes, you know, to show that then that's where his mind was at, was just trying to, you know, bring a nation together, a divided nation together. I tell you, I was one, Brother Waheed, that back in 2008, I was wearing an Obama baseball cap and a shirt and had ballots with a PN, a petition to get people to sign it in support and the whole nine till, and, you know, bumper stickers, all kind of stuff. You know, I was kind of looking up to him as, like, you know, a second male figure, a role model, you know, in my life. Just so proud of him and so happy for him, his family, and for us as a people, you know, that we were able to finally get one of us into office. And, you know, it's just like one of the greatest moments in history. And so, but I tell you, the second term, well, really throughout, you know, his pregnancy, little by little, that elation for him has been chipping away. And in my eyes. And so I think a second part of your question was, I think, was he put into office by the powers that be or plan or something to that effect. Was it that? Was it worded like that?
Yeah, that was it. To shed light
yes.
on the problems that we faced as a nation and as a race. You know, that was a part of, you know, 'cause I'm thinking, you know, I still, you know, if I had it to do all over again, I would vote for Barack again, you know, because, you know, just to see someone that almost looked like me is you know, and then going back and forth to the from the Bushes to the Clintons to the Kennedys, you know, it needs to be a new face in there, you know. And Barack, I thought, would be, you know, something different. Now, I'm not going to say he's done everything that he could for us. You know, I think he can do a whole lot more as far as, you know, the drug sentences, you know, the pardons, the clemencies, you know, because he knows somebody, he can step up and say a whole lot more, you know. And once he speaks on it, then something's going to get done. You know, keeping quiet is not going to, you know, like what they say, closed mouth don't get fed, right? You know, you keep it quiet on the subject, it's not going to get it dealt with. You know, I applaud Eric Holder. You know, Eric Holder, you know, he sees the corruption and he just said, man, I can't take it, I'm stepping down. You know, but you're the man in charge. Handle it. You know, bring some charges. You know, it's, you know, I'm looking at people as far as what he's done for the country has been good. But as far as for the people, for, I'm thinking, you know, we get somebody in there that's gonna uphold for us. It hasn't been what I expected, but, you know, like I said, I would have to vote for him again, because, you know, you look at McCain and what was that other one that Romney? Oh man, you know, we knew where they stood. And we didn't have a chance. At least we didn't know about Barack, and we had hope. you know, like you said, we kept hope alive, but, you know, it's waning, and now it's down to the last year and a half. You know, step up, step, you know, I still got to gain time, step it up, you know, and do something, you know, make your mark for your people. You know, because your daughters still have to grow up in the society that you had a chance to change.
Yes. Well, may I interject something on that subject?
Go ahead.
I think that, you know, we had grand hopes and dreams and aspirations for his presidency, and I for one, and, you know, to where some of us is kind of turned into a nightmare, you know, as far as I really just feel like our president is being made to do certain things that he probably does not want to or goes against his moral belief system. And I think he's just a puppet. I think he is being told what to do, how to do, where, when, and not even been told why. And so I just think that he was put into office to make us feel comfortable and for us to put our guards down so we can have the illusion of inclusion and think that he's going to actually do something for us. You know, other people, like gay and lesbians, when they want to get their point across, they get their agenda on the table and for it to be heard and talked about, and they get what they ask for. And so the black people have been crying out for this, you know, this same thing, but really it all has to do with the money. You know, if you have the money to put it on the table, then, you know, your agenda will be heard. So our agenda has been swept up under the table. And all these senseless killings of black men and now boys, little boys,
And black women.
Oh, yes, pardon me. Let me not exclude my wonderful sisters. Exactly. I feel like, you know, with the Michael Brown case, that definitely that was the time that President Obama should have stepped up to the plate. Okay, period. He did not. He didn't say certain things, let alone the word racism, you know, in any kind of context that anybody would get upset about. But that's what it is, point blank and blatantly. And so it's going to keep happening. And like you said, you know, Eric Holder stepped down because he just couldn't take it, and he knows what's going on. And so, you know, things like that, of that nature, you know, that was the time that he should have showed love, concern, and compassion and really let justice ring. And, you know, how about our reparations? You know, Waheed, you know, wasn't a lot of us thinking that maybe, you know, we might get a little something, at least a mule, maybe
little,
not the 40 acres. Yeah, you know, give me the mule.
Give us a donkey, you know, just... Give us a donkey. But, you know, I guess they figure they put Barack in office and all that reparation would cease, which it kind of has, you know, because now, you know, if the brother ain't getting it, then he must know something. That's what, you know, the master thing was, if the brother can't get it, then we ain't going to get it, so we going to stop fighting about it and stop complaining about it. But the brother, you got to remember the brother is almost a brother. You know, he's not all the way a brother, but he's still, you know, I would still back him again with the opponents that he had, you know, because we know where they stand. And I thought for a while that Barack was kind of timid and wasn't really out there on his own, you know. You know, he was getting talking points from somewhere. You know, now he did speak on his own when he said Trayvon Martin could be his son. You know, And, you know, they shut that down real quick. You know, he said it once. And, you know, he might have had to backtrack. I'm like, oh, whoa. But my thing, yeah, so my thing with that is, you know, what, so the another part of my question, so do you think that the we've gone forward or backwards as a people and since his presidency? Have we taken a step? I want to know what you think, and I'll let you know what I think.
Well, you know, I think it's a little bit of both. I think we've gone forward and backward, and I'll explain that. It forward just in the sense of having a black president, a black male that's president.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, and you know, in healthcare, but those couple of major things, but I think we went a little backward as far as the violence against our people here in America, and so I just think we're kind of on the fence, actually, and then we're waiting for the next big thing to happen to see which way the pendulum will go.
Yeah. I'm talking about the same thing, you know. I think as far as unemployment rate dropping, the health care for our people, some jobs, and having a black man in the White House, I think that was a giant step forward. But one giant step forward and 200 tiny steps backwards. You're almost in the same spot, if not worse, than you were when you know, because now it brought out the evil from the other side, and they've just been openly, hating racism because they didn't tell you about it. You know, this one white attorney tried to sue, so one teacher so tried to sue so he can use the N-word. You know, and you got people tell, on the police talking about, we're here to drink your beer and kill the niggas. You know, we're here, you know, you got politicians saying black people are basically thugs and you know, they have no upbringing and they just, you know, savages. You know, they just coming out, you know, all because the leader of the free world is a black man. That's, you know, but that's what it is, you know. That's what it is. So, you know, that's, you know, I would like to say to, what is that? The 213-404, the 832, the 410 area code, I didn't get a chance to get to you. But I appreciate your calls, and we're getting down to time for Go Off the Air. But I remember Mr. Imani Divine with some poetry she had. I wonder if she had a little something for us today, if she could share just a small piece within this last 3 minutes we have, if that's not putting her on the spot.
okay. Let's see. I can share a short story that I was privy to here. It's called Black Cat and White Dog School.
Okay.
Once upon a time, there was this black cat that went to white dog school. He wanted to learn all about what white dogs do. They taught him how to roll over and play dead like the rest of the white dogs, and he received an A in the class. When the class came around, he learned how to sit up and hassle and wag his tail. He got an A+ in that. And then when it came time to learn how to fetch the slippers of the master, he could fetch and run faster and better than any white dog. Matter of fact, he would even run circles around them. When it came time for lunch, they weren't eating, you know, catnip and sipping on milk and puss and moots. You know, like they were over at the Black Cat School. No, they were eating Purina Dog Chow and Alpo, Top Kick, and, you know, what the honoraries of the school were eating, like Ren 10-10 and Spot, Lassie, and Snoopy, you know. And when it came time for the Bow Wow class, this little black cat, he could bow wow deeper and better than any of them white dogs. And then, you know, like a couple of his black cat friends, they came to visit him. And they said, man, we want to talk some black cat talk with you. And the silly black cat said, you always coming around talking that black cat mess. I don't want to hear that. It's about the bow wow, man. Then the final examination before graduation came at the white dog school, and it was chasing cats. Dilemma. He had to chase little black cats that looked just like his little black self. Even when his old cat friends would be up in the trees, safe from the vicious white dogs below, this silly black cat would climb up on the limb for the master. He would knock his so-called friends off and onto the ground where the vicious white dogs were waiting and salivating. One thing the silly black cat didn't know is that when they ran out of black cats to chase, they would remember. The white dogs were going to remember that even though he got a few white spots on him here and there, he was still a black cat. And the black cat said, hey, but I thought we was friends. And the alpha white dog replied, we are friends to the end, and this is the end. And that's the way I have to end this story.
See, that was right on time. I like that one. And we have a lot of black cats like that today. I have one, you know, I work with at the job. Well, I ain't gonna say one, it's many, but one in particular, you know, he just don't get it. He do not get it, man, until the other day they got him. So I said, see, now what you think about your white dogs, you know? they have no loyalty, yeah. Man. Come on, you got, you know, help those who help you, man. You know, you can't agree with them all the time just because you want to be, you want to do a little less work. Yeah, you're going to do a little less now. But once, like you say, once they get tired of messing with everybody else, they going to remember, hey, you just like them. Your turn. Bada. With that, my time is up. Imani Divine and the other callers, I do apologize, but I appreciate your time. Imani Divine, it was great. A lot of insight, a lot of knowledge, and the poet and the story was was the icing on the cake. I do appreciate the call. And until next time, I will be back on there next week. I don't have a time slot as of now, but I will let everyone know, and then I'll try to get to everybody at that time. With that, this is Waheed Amir from the Big Storm Show signing off. Imani Divine, you have a great day, and I appreciate your call.
To you as well. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. All right. That's it. Damn. We done. That was great, man. I loved it. It was cool.